You're listening to SBS News.
It was a long journey from Buckingham Palace to Westminster Hall. The Queen's coffin was carried on a horse-drawn carriage, with a purple cushion and crown sitting above it, and a wreath with white roses. A slow and solemn procession followed her, led by the new king. Almost 1,000 members of the armed forces took part. Soldiers and a marching band, all in red, preceded the coffin, walking through the streets lined with British flags and thousands mourning the monarch. Some had camped for days to see her one final time. King Charles III led the family beside Princess Anne, with Princes Edward and Andrew behind them, followed by Princes William and Harry. Both Andrew and Harry were in mourning clothes, barred from wearing military uniforms after leaving their royal duties. Many have drawn parallels to the same journey Prince William and Harry made 25 years ago after the death of Princess Diana. William once described it as a very long, lonely walk for a child. From the mall through Horse Guards Parade, they moved past the Cenotaph, the National War Memorial where the Queen so often led the nation in remembrance. There were at times bursts of applause as the Queen passed, moments of appreciation for everything she'd done. As the procession reached the Houses of Parliament, the bearer party of the Grenadier Guards took the Queen's coffin on their shoulders, and a short service marked the arrival of the late sovereign by the Archbishop of Canterbury.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Now guards will stand vigil over the coffin as thousands come to Westminster to pay their respects, including world leaders and dignitaries. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is leaving for London, with the Governor-General and other Australians invited by Buckingham Palace. He told ABC Radio he'll be meeting the new King and British Prime Minister.
It's a pretty busy schedule. We'll arrive on Friday night. On Saturday morning, I'll travel down to Kent to have a meeting with the new British Prime Minister. I will have an audience with King Charles, and there is also a visit to see and pay respects to Queen Elizabeth, who is lying in state.
Many are waiting hours to see the Queen, who reigned for decades. SBS News spoke to some who had just laid eyes on the coffin.
Worth every hour we've queued. Not too long. We got here
about
this morning.
10 hours we queued.
Ten hours, and it's worth.
It's been lovely being in the queue. There's some lovely people.
Yes.
And everybody's here for the same reason.
I loved it. Just loved it.
No concerns either for those waiting through poor weather.
Queen Elizabeth II reigned for 70 years. Rain for 24 hours isn't going to be a problem for me, so we didn't even think about it.
Her funeral will be on Monday and will no doubt be watched by millions. Krishani Danji, SBS News.